Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, February 21st, and we're going to get started off on, what's that? We don't have any YouTube news this week. Okay, so again, no YouTube news. We're going to skip YouTube, and we're going to get started off on Google. Now let's dive in to Google. Google is testing showing AMP content inside of desktop search results. So if you hate AMP and you thought you would just never have to worry about AMP because you only use Google on your desktop, well, guess what? Google's decided to show you AMP content on the desktop search. This is just a test. We don't know if it's going to stick or not. So if you see it, don't freak out. For right now, at least, maybe wait until it becomes more permanent. Google is testing a way to show licensing information for images inside of Google Image Search. This would show up when you clicked on an image. It would tell you, hey, if you like this image and you want to use it on your website or in your marketing, here's how much it'll cost. Here's who to get a hold of to purchase the licensing rights to this image. Google Ads has a new feature that allows you to more easily share audience list between accounts. Google Ads is also testing a new feature to give deeper insights on conversions. For example, if you're a retail e-commerce website, Google Ads is testing the ability to show when someone clicks on an ad and then puts a product into their shopping cart, but doesn't end up completing the purchase. Right now, you would only be able to see when someone clicks on an ad and then actually completes the purchase all the way through. Google Search Console has added a validation feature and on-screen reminders to the change of address tool. There appears to have been a very, very sizable update to the algorithm on Google Maps, Google Local, over the weekend, according to Barry Schwartz over at Search Engine Roundtable. If you noticed a shakeup in your local rankings, that's probably where this is coming from. No details yet on what that algorithm update was all about. There has been a lot of talk over the past year and a half about spam on Google Maps and inside of Google My Business, the portal that allows us to get information onto Google Maps. Google is starting to fight back. They are now claiming that spam on Google Maps only constitutes 1% of all content added to Google Maps every day. Google also told us that in 2019, they utilized artificial intelligence to identify and remove 75 million fake reviews from Google Maps. Now, I just want to say something about this real quick. 75 million sounds like a really big number, but it's pretty easy to find clearly very fake reviews on Google Maps right now. In fact, earlier today, I spent about 15 minutes and I found dozens of fake reviews by just looking for a couple of different types of businesses in different market areas around the country. And then from those fake reviews, I was able to find the sellers who are selling the fake reviews. It's really, really terrible out there. 75 million may be only the tip of the iceberg for the amount of fake reviews that are on Google Maps. It's completely disingenuous of them to say this number and then act as if they are actively removing all fake reviews from Google Maps. I don't like Yelp's solution where they keep real reviews from actually being displayed or shown. And I don't like Google's approach where they, you know, barely attack fake reviews, but they act like it's some big thing. We need some middle ground. Google, I'm begging you. Google My Business, Google Maps, whoever is over there, we're begging you, we're pleading with you. Please get better at taking down these fake reviews. There was an unannounced update to Google My Business earlier this week. You can now add up to 10 photos or videos to most post types inside of Google My Business posts. And if you're not familiar with it, it's very similar to a social media post like a tweet or a post on a Facebook page. The only type of post inside of Google My Business post that you can't add up to 10 images or videos to is the product type. That still only allows one photo or one video, but the rest, what's new, events, offers, stuff like that, you can add up to 10 photos or videos starting apparently on Tuesday. We're on Facebook. Facebook is internally testing a tabbed version of the newsfeed. This tabbed version of the newsfeed would allow users to move quickly between three different versions of the newsfeed itself, starting with the standard version that we currently have, which they call the relevant version. then to a tab called Recent, which would show you the most recent posts that are probably relevant to you, and then a tab called Seen, which shows you posts that you've recently seen in descending chronological order. This is an internal test. There's no word if this is going to end up becoming a product that we actually get pushed to desktop version or the mobile apps. So hang tight. If you like these ideas, you can actually manipulate the newsfeed yourself right now. You're probably aware of all the controls, but one thing most people aren't aware of is you can go to facebook.com/seen, S-E-E-N, when you're logged in, and it'll actually go ahead and show you a newsfeed of everything you've recently seen. Shortly after it was announced that Pinterest made $1 billion in revenue, Facebook is attacking the company yet again, this time with a new social media app only on iOS called Hobby, H-O-B-B-I. The app is eerily similar to Pinterest and is not the first time Facebook has made something very, very similar to Pinterest. It's just an experiment. They could end up killing it, similar to their whale experiment last year. We will have to wait and see, but it's interesting nonetheless. If you're an iOS user, I am not, but if you are, you might want to go download it and check it out and see if you like it. Over on Instagram, so I've promised not to get political on this video series or to talk about politics or to get political on my social media channels. So we're going to talk a little bit about politics here. This is not my political opinion. This is only about marketing that's being impacted by politics. Democrat presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg, and also incredibly filthy rich person, has been paying Instagram meme pages to make him look cool. And they started bragging about it. Instagram was forced by this to crack down. So there is now a new rule on Instagram that politicians paying for sponsored posts by Instagram influencers and Instagram meme pages, those pages now have to use the branded content tool and they have to display that sponsorship. Instagram is requiring all of Mike Bloomberg's paid posts retroactively to be marked as branded content with the upcoming election in mind, but also any future content that he pays for, any memes that he buys, or obviously any other politician tries to buy, have to use that branded content tool. So if you're an Instagram influencer or a meme page owner out there, just make sure that you're aware of that. You will probably have politicians try to convince you not to do that, but if you want to keep your page from getting shut down, gotta make sure you use the branded content tool for political memes that are being paid for by that campaign or by that politician. Here we go to Reddit. Reddit. Steve, my man, you guys are losing your way. This week, Reddit tested briefly and then appears to have taken it offline, forcing all mobile web users to log in to see or interact with any content on the Reddit.com website. They wanted them to obviously use the app. It pops up and it says this content is available in the app. Paywall, subscriber walls for social media, they just don't work. You can ask Pinterest. I knew you're trying to get more users involved or trying to get rid of lurkers, but this just isn't the way to do it. This just isn't the way. I see you killed the test. Your users are really upset. The media didn't jump all over this. Very few people knew about this. I'm bringing it to light a little bit just because I really love Reddit and I love the fact that you're different than the rest of the web and you don't do all of the same crap that other social media does. So please don't do this. Please, as a lurker and somebody with an account and a Reddit moderator who moderates dozens of subreddits, please, 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 I'm begging you, don't try to force lurkers into using the Reddit app just to, you know, see a post or two. We take you now to Bing. Bing is refreshing the webmaster tools, giving it a new look and feel and adding new tools. This is just the beginning, or as they called it, phase one of the refresh. So if you haven't looked at Bing webmaster tools recently, I highly encourage you to log into your account. If you've never used Bing webmaster tools, remember there are real people out there using the Bing search engine. You should use the tools, help your website rank better in Bing, and maybe you'll even get some quality traffic. Here we go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn is adding a featured section to profiles. Unlike Yelp and other places, it doesn't sound like this is going to be a paid-for feature. The featured section will allow you to showcase accolades and achievements. as well as employment history and stuff like that that you want other people to see at the very, very top of your profile. I do not see this yet, but it was an official news release. So look for the featured section coming to your profile soon and toy with it. See if you can't optimize your LinkedIn profile using this new element. Over on Twitter. Twitter is testing a way to label tweets as harmfully misleading and to make those labels really hard to miss, very in your face, very bright. Now, this is just a test, but an earlier news report by, I believe, NBC News stated that this was going to actually roll out on March 5th. This is just an experiment. There is no timeline for rollout. If you've heard about a date for this, that doesn't exist. Twitter doesn't know that they're going to take this live. For right now, all we know is it is an experiment. That being said, if you are a marketer out there, you need to be aware of this, because if your brand or your account or your client says something that is tagged by the community as harmfully misleading, that would obviously not look good on any of the above. So just be aware when this rolls out, maybe go back through and look at some of your tweets and make sure nothing gets labeled as harmfully misleading. Bonus round! Hundreds of contractors have gathered together in a class action lawsuit against HomeAdvisor over bad leads. The chief complaint appears to be that around 50% of the leads many of these contractors get are people who claim they have never been looking for a contractor or who were looking for a contractor but not in a recent time period. They allege that HomeAdvisor is therefore selling them leads that are no good and doing so knowingly, and they want their money back. Scammers are threatening publishers that use Google's AdSense with click fraud that will end up getting their Google AdSense accounts automatically shut down. The scammers are demanding payment in Bitcoin before they unleash their fraud attacks on the ads hosted by these websites. Google has not released a statement yet, but your best course of action is probably just not to reply to these scammers. Our final piece of news today, the once incredibly popular and viral app HQ Trivia may be shutting down, or maybe it's not, depending on what time of day apparently you ask them. They say they have completely ran out of money and are likely going to be acquired soon. If the acquisition doesn't go through, then they have to immediately lay off all employees without pay. No one really knows what's going on over there. It's a very interesting story. If you want some weekend reading material this weekend, I highly recommend you dig into the HQ Trivia story. Even if they don't end up shutting down, it's still very, very interesting. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. That's all for this week. If you have any feedback on this podcast or we missed any news items you think we should cover, please head over to the website, joeyoungblood.com. Click on the contact page and send us a message. I'll talk to you next week.